What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And do you ever cook your eggs by breaking them into boiling water?
Poach them, yes. Uh-huh. And I just love them fixed that way, and I can't even eat them.
You can.
I can't eat eggs in any way.
Hmm.
I shouldn't even eat mayonnaise or anything that has eggs in it.
You are potatoes and you are eggs, huh?
Yeah.
I'm probably both.
Well, that egg business just about gets me down. I can sure tell when I eat them. They make me short of breath and bother me.
Well, come to think of it, I have those symptoms.
Well, listen, when I learned that, I didn't learn it until Calvin was born. But I could, because as a teenager, I can't remember that I would get up and eat a big breakfast every morning. I don't remember how I did that. I'm sure that I ate real well, because I know that Mama would see to that. But when Calvin was a baby, I learned that there were different things that bothered me. And I could get up in the mornings, and I felt like I should eat an egg so that I wouldn't get so tired. And I finally learned that the eggs made me tired.
Hmm.
Because I could get up and eat my eggs, say, around 7 or 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I never did get to stay in bed that long, but anyway, I could, long about that time, I could eat it. And maybe by 9:30 or 10 o'clock, I was just pushing myself around to do my work.
Hmm.
I just, all the good was just out of me. I just didn't have any eggs for the things that was causing it.
Hmm.
Pork. You saw me fix ham today. But I've learned that I should stay away from those things if I want to feel like anything.
I have a friend who had a son who was allergic to starches. And I guess they had
Dickens
of a time with this little fellow before they found out what it was.
Well, you know, one of the worst things that I ever knew of that children were allergic to, we had a friend who lived down here on the corner, and this boy was a teenager. And he just constantly, his mouth was just all broken out all the time, and it was milk.
Huh.
I just can't imagine.
It was,
I just felt so sorry.
Oh.
I just felt so sorry for him when we learned, because it bothered him, because he looked up that way all the time, and he just wasn't any bigger around than that thing, hardly. And there he was.
Pretty small.
really, he was. He just was a beanpole. And he just grew real tall. And he just didn't have any fat on him at all. And then his little old mouth, it just was all broken out and just looked bad. Just kind of red and kind of scaly looking all the time. And then finally, after all those years, they found out it was milk. Because he had tried to drink a lot of milk, see, to make himself fat.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it was just the wrong thing.
Mm.
I shouldn't even eat pies, see, cream pies that have eggs in them.
Well, they're kind of touchy in a restaurant anyway.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get your meat when you were a girl?
Well, at my house, of course, we had the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I told you Daddy had those rabbits, had those tame rabbits, Belgian hares.